As we enter Sefer Vayikra, a main theme is the Avodat HaKorbanot. The application to today, as many have expressed, Avodah is the Korbanot, but it's Avodah Shebalev, the Tefillah. I'd like to share with you an overall idea, which I think is very much in Yana Diyoma, very much applicable to the Ruach Se'ara, the harsh winds that we are hearing outside. Specifically, coming up to Purim, when we have the accusations of Haman of being a scattered nation, and knowing that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, according to the Chatam Sofer, is to increase the love of Am Yisrael, maybe this message, hopefully, is very appropriate. Rav Kook talks about tefillah, bifrat, but bichlal. And last week, Shabbat, we davened the Birkat HaChodesh. One of the tefillot was Chaim Shiyesh Bo Yirat Chet. Rav Kook explains that it's not Yirat HaChet that is limited to the Arba Amot of the Beit Midrash or the Beit Knesset, but we're asking the Ribono Shel Olam that in everything we do and how we live our lives, the Chaim, Betoch the Chaim, within our Chaim, we should have Yirat Shemayim and Yirat Chet. Similarly, in the first Mishnah, in the fifth parak of Brachot, where not only are you supposed to have a certain amount of time before tefillah to contemplate either Kavanah or the awesome stature of the Ribono Shel Olam that you're going to be Omei Lifnei Hashem, but afterwards, the Mishnah says, showing Sha'achat Achara Tefillah, to be able to apply what you learned from your tefillah to your Chaim. I believe this is the message that Rav Kook tried to teach us. And Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet, Al Yitpalel, in Brachot, Al Yitpalel Adam, El Bebayit Sheyesh Sham Chalonot. Man should only daven in a house that has windows. Rav Kook, let me read you a couple of lines what Rav Kook says, and I think again, it very much applies to what we're talking about now. Hatfilah hi amnam avudat mityached b'nefesh hamitpalel. Tfilah is a very personal, affective part of individuals' lives. Aval tnai hechrechi lashlamata, a condition, a very important precondition for the yi'ud, the destiny and the completion of tefillah, is hakarato et erko shalom achitzon shem sigo. How it affects you when you look at the real, at the outer world. Mishim mityached avodato shebalev tviyeu liparei mikol yachas alom achitzoni lo yavo tachlit shnei mutah shel tefillah. If a person only closes himself out from the world and is only davening within his dalet amot, then you're missing the whole point of tefillah. Tefillah is tzricha la'chayot et ha'adam ule'oreu beruach Hashem liyod muchan lifol lipael betzedek v'meisharim. Tefillah has to have where things that are around you and it has to affect you to be able to have that full expression of tefillah. Therefore, al yitpalel adam elo bebayit sheish bo chalonot, that has windows. Shef sharut ha-ri'iya lachutz, to be able to see what's going on outside, will arouse you, will wake you up. Al chovato v'yachaso el ha'olam kulo shuchaybo, to your relationship, to your moral responsibility, to be able to ask the Ribono Shel Olam, not to, that we shouldn't have am mefuzar meforad, somehow, with a lot of tefillah, and a lot of understanding, and a lot of being able to have some sort of mutual respect, we'll be able to, Be'ezrat Hashem, as we start Vayikra, to call people, to talk to people, and Be'ezrat Hashem, have the tefillah in its fullest sense of avodah, not only shebalev, but to be able to influence everything that we have. Shabbat Shalom.